This past week, I have spent a lot of time opening the dialogue with myself in an effort to get to know myself better. And I did this by starting a journal that I write in at the end of every day and recording my dreams in the morning. So every morning and every night, I'm writing in here in an effort to understand my thoughts and feelings. This experience was pretty eye-opening, and I'm excited to share what I learned with you guys. Today, I'm going to talk about what this week taught me about my emotions and self-discovery, and honestly, how journaling is truly such a powerful tool. So hopefully to give you some inspiration to incorporate it into your life a little bit more than you may already be. If you're somebody that feels overwhelmed often, you're an overthinker, you have a ton going on in your mind, this is a really good opportunity for you. I want to talk about how we can be better about making time for journaling and how something as simple as even a 5-minute, 1-page journal entry can really help you understand and sort out your thoughts a little bit better so that you can better handle them when they come up in your everyday life. Something else exciting I want to share with you guys is this really did inspire me to start a new YouTube series where we can journal together. I really want to create a space just the same as if you were going to do a workout on YouTube or follow a yoga practice on YouTube, that you and I will sit down with a journaling prompt and we can hold each other accountable to journal during that time together. So I will tell you more about that later on in the episode. So I'm pulling out my journal that I'm using specifically for my 52-week life makeover challenge. I'm a part of a book club. I said that like I'm cool. It's a book club with my mom and we are cool. Okay. but I am keeping this journal specifically for the stuff that I'm doing in this life makeover workbook. And this was the way that I chose to get to know myself better was through journaling my dreams and journaling my day. So I got a journal specifically for that, so that all of my thoughts and all of my progress throughout 2025 is kept in one space. This is not my only journal, and I want to point that out. That's why I'm bringing this up. I also have my journal that I dump in. This is my dump journal, okay? Everything from quotes to fucked up thoughts to my save the date invite is in here, tickets to movies, things that I've done with friends, all of my like crystal cards that explain what the crystal means, letters from family and friends. I've got a page in here that I love, doodles, you know, I've got places I've traveled. I made some dinosaurs in here. I do have a page in here that I kind of am obsessed with. It says favorite parts about me and it's literally blank. And now I just leave it blank because I think it's symbolic. But this is definitely one way to journal and one way I do love to journal, but it is different than the journaling that I'm going to be talking about today. So why did I start journaling this week? Why was it my choice to go this route with it? I think that I have always been a writer, so that's something to notate as well. And if this isn't something that works for you, and that's totally okay. This is not something that I'm saying you have to journal in order to become your best self. You have to journal in order to self-discover. It's not true. There's multiple ways to do it, and you have to find whatever way works best for you. But writing has been something that I have been able to utilize since I was a little girl. It's something that I can picture my thoughts leaving my brain and entering the page, and I can close the book and I can let the thoughts go. And that's really the feeling that I have when I'm able to put my pen to paper and put my thoughts away somewhere. I wanted to be able to slow down and break down and understand my thoughts and emotions and feelings better. And I'm able to articulate myself in a different way through writing than I am just spiraling in my mind. Even if that spiral isn't a negative spiral, it's just me genuinely living and thinking, it's so much easier to understand myself when I take the time to write things down. A big piece of this is that I'm not just spitballing. I have to take the time to write word for word, and it allows me to process those thoughts much slower than I would in my mind. So being able to understand my emotions and habits in my day-to-day, but also understanding what's happening in my subconscious by recording my dreams, looking for patterns and themes, any signs of self-discovery. And when I wrote them down and I walked away from them, I didn't think anything of it. But when I reread my week in a journal format, and that's another thing I want to say, is that I'm good at writing, and then I'm not good at reading it back. So when I did read it back, it was, one, very easy to read. It was like reading a book and enjoyable to read. And two, I was able to recognize themes that I wasn't able to in the moment. So it's nice to be able to build that habit as well. And I think reading the entries a week at a time, like going back and just reading for a full week and then continuing on, makes it much more digestible. Because when you find an old journal and you read through it and you are just like spending all of this time cringing, it's because it's been too long. You're too advanced past that phase, that mindset, that it's hard to read those journal entries. But when you're still in the mindset and you're reflecting on recent entries so that you can better yourself now, it's beneficial, and I really enjoyed it. I want to tell you guys a little bit about my daily process in order to get this done. So like I mentioned earlier, I am journaling in the morning and at night. So at night, I'm entering what happened throughout my day and how things that are happening on the daily make me feel. And then in the morning, before I do anything else, including talking to my fiance, which is typically pretty easy because he's normally gone and at the gym by the time I wake up, I don't look at my phone. I don't pick up my book. I don't do anything else. I grab my journal and I write down everything that I can remember from my dreams. Now, I personally have some wild dreams. I'm always on a mission in my dreams. They're very extensive. There's a very thick plot all of the time. And so sometimes it's easy for me to write these down. Other times, like last night, for example, I didn't have much to say. I could remember bits and pieces and I wrote those things down, but I didn't put this pressure on myself to try to remember things that I couldn't remember. I want to take this moment to reiterate that this process is what works for me, and you're welcome to try this process. I think it's a very common time to write in your journal when you go to bed and when you wake up. But if that's not what works for you, then do something different. If it's better to journal on your lunch and you still report the past 24 hours, it doesn't make a difference if it's at the end of your day. You just do from the last time you journaled to this time, then do that. Don't marry yourself to a specific time throughout the day and get frustrated when you don't consistently stick to it. You have to allow flexibility in deciding and learning what works for you. I went through and reread, as I said, to try to understand what some patterns and themes were and some self-discovery items. And I also picked up some journaling tips for you guys along the way, some of which I have already shared. But there are some specific ones in here that I would like to share that I think have really helped my journaling develop over time and make it less pressure. My first key takeaway from the patterns and themes that I see, it's the way that I illustrate my day, because it's the way that I experienced my day was based on my feelings and my thoughts. So I'm not just in here reporting, I'm in here describing what I experienced more than anything. And I think before I used to do a lot of reporting of what my day looked like because I wanted to be able to have that record to look back on and say, oh, remember what my life was like this. But to just stick with the reporting, it doesn't help with the self-discovery at all. I had to talk about my day in the light of what I was experiencing, and that obviously involved more so my feelings, thoughts, and emotions than it did literally what I was experiencing. another big pattern or theme that I noticed is that a lot of the time my journal entry from the night before would most likely impact my dream that night. Maybe it wasn't the journal entry particularly, but it was whatever I was feeling or experiencing that day leaked into my dream that night. But it showed up in a way that was highlighting my fears and insecurities. It's in a story format. I have to still self-discover in order to see that it's my fears and insecurities. And I did that again by writing these things down and then reading them back. Didn't realize it until I did that. But when I do look back, I see the themes over and over and over again for my fears and insecurities. Some examples of this I wrote down. So a lot of them involve wedding planning dynamics. There's not wedding planning happening in my dream, but it's the same issues that I'm having, or the same general issues that I'm having with the people involved in the wedding planning are showing up in other scenarios, in random scenarios in my dreams. And then fears and insecurities related to family dynamics, feeling like I don't belong, even something as silly as exercising, my guilt with not exercising as much as I want to. At one point in my dream, I saw a huge group of protesters that weren't protesting. They were exercising on the side of the road. And when I saw them, I knew that I had seen them from the day before, like they had never stopped exercising. So like something like that, that I had felt guilty about my lack of exercise, and I'm watching these people do it aggressively and overly, like way more than you should. Just recognizing the things that are showing up are really interesting, especially when it's stuff that I don't actively think about in my day to day. It's stuff that is within me that I don't like. I had a few pieces of self-discovery that I learned from journaling. Now, again, this is just from the last week, so it's just things that came up and I'm now better aware of. And I do feel better in alignment with myself. I feel like I know myself a little bit more because I was able to write this stuff down, absorb it, and know it as really who I am. One of those things being that I don't like socializing. I talked a lot about not liking small talk and feeling uncomfortable in situations like that from people at the gym that Frank has befriended. And so by default, I have to like be sucked into these conversations that I don't like, to involving myself in social settings with groups of friends that I have to make small talk and I feel uncomfortable doing that. So it's just nice to like know that about me so that I can make an effort to do with that information what I will, whether it's not putting myself in situations that I don't want to be in, or it's building my skill of socializing, whatever way I want to go about it. I haven't quite decided that yet, but it's just nice to know that about myself. I also learned that I am grateful for the opportunities that I am given to push myself out of my comfort zone with socializing, because I know that it's important for my well-being, that both things can be true at the same time. I am afraid of it, but when I overcome that anxiety and when I put myself through it, I feel like I'm a better person for it. And I know that now from writing in my journal about it and it coming up multiple times throughout my week. Some other self-discovery pieces involved some of my hygiene habits and what I would like to do better, making sure, like I was talking about, like I was exercising, or that I felt I wasn't drinking enough water, or feeling like I wasn't good at making the first move on my fiance, and being able to come to realization of that with myself, not in front of anybody else. It's a conversation with myself about myself. It gives me the space to absorb the information without judgment, because sure, I could spend a lot of time judging myself in my head and spiraling in my head, but for whatever reason, the journal feels like a safe space to talk to myself without the pressure of taking action immediately, or the pressure of talking with a friend or another person and feeling like when you don't take action on what you say the problem is, that's noticed. And it's just feels a little bit more awkward. Sometimes I feel like more pressure when I'm in the situation that I want to show up in my elevated way that I've wrote about how I want to be in my journal. But I feel because I've like talked about it, people are going to be aware of it and it just makes it awkward and makes me less like I want to do it. That has been nice because it's just, it helps me practice noticing what's happening inside of my mind and how my thoughts and feelings and such, without that added pressure to do something about it. And that lack of pressure, it makes me feel more excited to take action and to do something about it. I wanted to read an excerpt from my journal to you guys because I thought it was a really good self-discovery moment. It relates to the socializing / small talk portion that I was talking about not being very good at. So in here, I said, small talk is my least favorite thing to do. Why? I don't know, to be honest. So stopping here to take note of that dialogue. In my mind, I'm saying small talk is my least favorite thing to do. Typically, that's where the conversation stops with me, even in my own mind. But as I was writing it, because I'm slowly taking the time to write things rather than rattling things off like I do when I speak naturally, I could feel myself, I could hear myself in my mind saying, why? Why don't you like small talk? What is that about? And so I included that in here. Why? Why, you ask? Because I can hear me asking in my mind. I don't know, to be honest. If I've never stopped to think about it. I just don't like how it makes me feel, like I have to squirm to get through the conversation. Speaking of being forced into awkward small talk, I went to a game brunch with our neighbor. Conversation was fine. It was easy, especially having the game to fill the space. And I typically don't have a problem with small talk when Frank is around, since I can lean on / count on him for that. That's how we ended up going there to begin with, because Frank talks to all the neighbors. On first thought, I think, God, why do you get us roped into this shit? But at the end of the day, I'm grateful. I like the social interaction for my mental well-being, and without Frank, I would never interact with anyone. I would like to think I would, but I just wouldn't. I feel safer and therefore happier in my own bubble. But I know it's important to leave the bubble, so again, grateful for Frank. If I moved to Italy, I would be so smart and well-versed in Italian culture and history because I would make no friends. I would just go experience things. Again, would like to think I'd meet people, party, go places, buy fashion, and look sexy. But alas, I just don't think that's me. Maybe it's a confidence thing. I would believe that. Anywho, back to my day. So there was several things that came up in that excerpt that I just thought were important to touch on, from self-discovery to feelings to journaling tips. So the first thing being the honesty. Like, I love the part that I talk about that I would like to think that I would be that way. I like to envision myself that way. I would hope and dream of me being of this way, but I just know in my heart of hearts that I am not that way. Like the part about me moving to a different country. I know that I want to move to a different country and I want to picture me as this just powerhouse being that could make it through and do everything. But I know I'm not the type of person to start talking to people at a bar. I'm not the type of person to just start hanging out with people randomly because I met them somewhere. I want to be that type of person, but I'm a keep to myself kind of person. I enjoy that more. So I thought that was like an interesting piece. And now obviously yours might not be related specifically to this same topic, but making note of when you feel yourself maybe thinking of yourself in a way that you would want to show up, but it not being the genuine way that you would, and allowing that to be self-discovery, to help you learn more about who you are and how you think and feel. Something else I want to point out from this specific entry is the way that I was at first talking about how I don't like small talk, but I went to this game brunch and the conversation was fine. And it was easy when I had something else to turn to, like the game, to distract myself, which I've talked about here on the podcast as well, like different ways to show up at a party that you feel awkward, making sure you have a drink in your hand, something else to focus on, essentially, and that it ended up being fine. I go on to talk about the ways that my neighbor and I really got along and we have the same book interests. And she told me about some events that involve some of these fantasy books. So it was a great thing, but it's just my initial reaction, my initial fear to think, God, I don't want to do that. Now, is it possible that that's habit? Maybe, but that's a conversation for another day. And in that same vein, I also mentioned something similar to the reason I don't consider myself to be the type of person that would go out and make this big whoop-de-doo to make friends and show up as myself, is that I mentioned maybe it's a confidence thing and saying I would believe that. But at that point, I didn't have the energy or the bandwidth to expand on that further. So I left that where it lie. I am aware of it. And maybe at some point when I feel ready to expand on that further, I can do so. Right at this point, I don't really feel like it, but it's something that I have in my mind. So when things come up, I can remind myself of that confidence. I can remind myself that maybe I've thought it's a habit and do with that information on that day at that exact moment what I will. And then trust that in the future, it will continue to develop with that awareness. A journaling tip that I have that I think I used to screw up, not screw up, but like what I would do for a long time and it would burn me out on journaling, is that I felt that I had to continue with those thoughts, that I had to just take my journaling wherever it led me. And sometimes that's nice. Sometimes that's good for like more of a brain dump. But when I have an objective in mind, like writing about my day and how things made me feel throughout the day, I want to make sure that I'm just getting that done and I'm not making it daunting. I don't have to make some pretty transition to the next piece of my day. I can just end a thought and then start a new one. And that has made a big difference in my journaling, taking the pressure off of myself to make the journaling entry fit a certain way. Like, it's like I almost felt like it had to like be a specific layout. I don't know. I was putting pressure on myself to write a story rather than just to write what was happening, and giving myself permission to stop with that excerpt when I feel like stopping and moving on to the next thing. I have a few more journaling tips I want to share with you guys before we fully move on. One of those things being crossing things out that you want to reword, but not fully scribbling them out. Having just a simple line through it and then rewriting what you would rather say instead, I found was really nice to read back, because you can see how your brain processed the thought. You can see what you may have thought, but then realize that it's something else. And having that present, having that in front of you, I enjoyed. And the other journaling tip is making note of when you have wins and when there's things that you could do better. I was never mean to myself in my journal, and I was excited for myself in my journal when I would have wins. So like I said at one point somewhere that I literally flipped right to the page. I drank a protein shake for breakfast, had no water all day. I got to fix that. So making that note, just saying like, this is my observation from the day. I'm going to try to do better in the future. There was another part in here that I had talked about, like I was saying with the showering, that the washing my hair consistently. I said, no shower or changing of yesterday's clothes for me today. Notice my close together writing as I feel more and more shame writing that out loud. So making a note of the way that it made me feel so that I know that I feel better about myself when I show up more in alignment with my best self as somebody who's clean and pretty and smells good. But then I also wrote wins in here. You know, I wrote when I did my skin routine, when I did my hair a certain day, when I exercised or did a new routine. I've been trying to relearn Italian. So I talked a lot about that and wrote those down as wins. Sometimes I'm just talking about it excitedly in my journal, or sometimes I literally put in brackets next to it, win. And both of those have been good to have and to reflect on. And honestly, it makes it so much more exciting to do throughout my day, knowing that I could come back to my journal and report a win. It truthfully is like I'm talking to a friend. Like, I can be better friends with myself because I'm having this daily conversation. I had a few surprises, I would say, getting into journaling again, expectations versus realities that I think would be beneficial to share with you guys. I originally expected to be bored with this. I didn't expect to have much more self-discovery than I think I do, because I do spend so much time in my head over analyzing so many things that I thought I would just, you know, have it already done in my brain. I wouldn't really be doing much more in the journal. And I didn't realize how solidifying writing in the journal would be, for two reasons. One being the absorption, being able to like better understand myself from just writing it down, and the slowing of the thoughts. I think that that was a really big thing, is being able to slowly report what it is that's happening and what I'm feeling. And that slowness and being able to think about one thought at a time was really beneficial. Another expectation that I had was that I wouldn't feel any better. I wouldn't feel any different. I would just maybe know myself a little bit more. I would just maybe see how I think and feel about things. But the truth is, I feel, and I mentioned this earlier, that I am done with those thoughts that don't serve me when I write them in the journal. I really feel that the journal is a tool for me to flush the negativity or the overwhelm out of my brain and put it into this book that I can close and put away. And that is reassuring. It feels safer because it feels like I have this to reflect on. I have this to use, so I don't have to store things in my mind to the point, like, so that I can protect myself in the future, things that I can use in the future, because it does feel solidified now that I've put it into the physical. But I know that I don't have to waste my energy remembering all of this stuff. If I even actually have to do that, the answer is I probably don't. But I feel that safety and security because I do have it written down here for me. I didn't have many challenges, I would say. I did feel that some things that I wrote about, I was shocked at the way that I felt. And I was shocked about how throughout the day when I was experiencing things that I thought I felt one particular way, but then when I wrote things down, I realized that I actually felt a completely different way. So I feel like maybe that was different, but I wouldn't pose that as a challenge. I have any issues keeping consistent. I did it all week without an issue. So I know that this schedule probably really does work for me. But I also know that in the future, if it starts to not work for me, that I can shift it to another time and adjust it to however I'm feeling at that point in my life. Just making sure that I'm, you know, reporting on my day as much as I can. Because after this week, I do definitely want to continue to do this with what I've learned about myself. And I say continue to do this more consistently than I typically do. Normally, when I'm feeling like I want to write things down, I don't feel I have the energy, and they get brain dumped into this journal, where this is like more of a structured way of learning things about yourself when you don't even realize that you're setting yourself up to learn something about yourself, even though I literally was. But just because, you know, that's not the intention, where that might be the intention with a brain dump. I want to take a few minutes to talk to you guys guys about my new YouTube series that I'm going to be airing this week. It's going to come out on Wednesday, and we are going to be journaling together. Like I said earlier, I want to create a space that you feel you can safely come to and spend some time getting to know yourself better by writing in your journal. I want this to be in the same light as if you were following a workout video on YouTube, or if you were following a yoga practice on YouTube. It's going to be that same idea, but instead of exercise, we're going to be exercising our minds. We're going to be journaling together. So there might be some moments of silence, there might be, you know, whatever, but it's going to be an authentic journaling experience. Each week, I will provide a main journaling prompt and I will write alongside you. So anything that comes up for me, I will share. Maybe it'll inspire you. Maybe it'll help you understand yourself better. I am also going to talk about what feelings come up while I'm writing this. If I am writing something that makes me feel icky, if I'm writing something that makes me feel good and hope to inflict you to reflect on what emotions you are experiencing while you're doing your writing simultaneously. So if you want to be somebody who journals but doesn't know where to start or has a hard time keeping consistent or needs somebody to hold them accountable, this is a series for you. So make sure you come and tune in on Wednesday, grab your journal, bring a pen, and sit down with me so we can journal together. To wrap this episode up, just some key takeaways and some things for you guys to get started this week. I would say my biggest takeaway from this week of journaling is the way that I don't know myself as well as I thought I did, and how excited I am that there is still so much to learn. I feel more comfortable in my own skin the more that I write in here and the more I can talk to myself. So I definitely want to encourage you guys to try taking this week to journal as consistently as possible. Write about your experiences, your thoughts, your feelings, and see what comes up for you. Even if it's not writing about your entire day because that's too much commitment, doing a prompt as simple as "What is one thing that happened today that made you feel strongly, and why did you feel strongly about it?" And you can just write about that one event. Through that one event, you will most likely get a deeper understanding of the way you think and feel. If you loved this conversation, make sure to keep it going and tune in with me this Wednesday to journal with me. Thank you so much, guys, for being a part of this journey with me. I really hope it inspired some of you to open the dialogue with yourself this week and get to know yourself a little bit better. Please make sure to take a moment to rate and review the episode so that people who think like you and I can find this space with low pressure self-improvement. And if you haven't already, please make sure to subscribe so that you do not miss any more of these episodes. And make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel so that you get notified when we do our journaling sessions. Thanks so much for listening. Happy writing, and I will talk to you guys on Monday.